In late 1951, EB became ill. Medical personnel had been unable to determine the cause of EB's illness and had no background from which to draw. EB's system was chlorophyll-based, and he processed food into energy much the same as plants. Waste material was excreted the same as plants. Several experts were called in to study the illness. These specialists included medical doctors, botanists, and entomologists. A botanist, Dr. Guillermo Mendoza, was brought in to try and help him recover. Dr. Mendoza worked to save EB until June the 2nd, 1952, when EB died. Dr. Mendoza became the expert on at least this type of alien biology. The movie E.T. is the thinly disguised story of EB. In a futile attempt to save EB and to gain favor with this technologically superior race, the United States began broadcasting a call for help early in 1952 into the vast regions of space. The call went unanswered, but the project, dubbed Sigma, continued as an effort of good faith. President Truman created the super-secret National Security Agency known as the NSA by secret executive order on November the 4th, 1952. Its primary purpose was to decipher the alien communications, language, and establish a dialogue with the extraterrestrials. This most urgent task was a continuation of the earlier effort. The secondary purpose of the NSA was to monitor all communications and emissions from any and all electronic devices worldwide for the purpose of gathering intelligence, both human and alien, and to contain the secret of the alien presence. Project Sigma was successful.